My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that the feast of the resurrection of our Lord is the greatest feast of the entire year, and we could say it is the focal point of the liturgy throughout the year. And it is so because our Lord had given his resurrection before his passion and death. He had prophesied or foretold his resurrection, and he gave that as the ultimate proof that he was whom he claimed to be, the very Son of God. The epistle that was read at the midnight mass contains what I think is the highlight, or I should say maybe the keynote, for the Feast of the Resurrection. St. Paul to the Colossians wrote, "Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth." We must live in this world. We have our various material, temporal needs. We have to take care of them. But we must not become completely enveloped with cares for the things of this world, but rather keep our focus on eternity. That would seem to me to be the keynote for this wonderful Feast of the Resurrection. And further, let us reflect upon our Lord frequently mentioning or foretelling his resurrection. The prophets in the Old Testament, many prophets wrote books, they're in the Bible, they foretold various things about our Lord down to every detail. One of them was Isaiah, who said, "His sepulcher shall be glorious." A sepulcher is a place for decaying corpses. How can a sepulcher be glorious? People who read that at the time must have thought, what is he saying? Of course, he was referring to the Messiah. His sepulcher shall be glorious by his glorious resurrection. There also was a prophet named Jonas. And you all are familiar with the fact, at least in general, that Jonas was on a ship and he was thrown overboard by the sailors because their ship was being tossed by the waves and they were afraid they were going to be drowned, shipwrecked. And they asked him, "What is the reason for this terrible storm?" And he said, "I know it's on my account." And so they threw him overboard and a whale swallowed him up and kept him inside its mouth, its large cavity, and then deposited him on the shore 3 days later. Now, when the Pharisees asked our Lord a sign, he said, "No sign shall be given to this wicked generation but the sign of Jonas, the prophet. For as Jonas was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights." And so our Lord predicted his resurrection on many occasions, and everyone knew this very well. Here is one of his predictions to his apostles. Now, this was the third prediction of his passion to the apostles, and it was several weeks before Holy Week. So it's towards the end, his last trip to Jerusalem. "But Jesus, taking to himself the 12, said to them, 'Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that have been written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and scourged and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death. And on the third day, he will rise again.' And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hidden from them. Neither did they get to know the things that were being said." It was over their heads. How could someone rise from the dead? So this was our Lord's ultimate proof that he was truly divine, the Son of God. And what is the lesson for us of the resurrection? We look forward to our own resurrection on the last day, when the bodies of all of those who have ever lived will be raised from the dead, reunited to their souls. And it is a consoling thought to think that this body of ours that has so many aches and pains, certain things that especially as you get older, arthritis, failing eyesight or hearing or whatever it may be, that this body will be reconstituted by God's almighty power and reunited to the soul to live for all eternity, either with God or separated from Him. So Easter then, the note, again, that keynote, to not become so involved and so absorbed with cares of this life, but especially to look forward to eternity. There is no resurrection. There would have been no resurrection had there not been a crucifixion, a passion and death. And so at our Lord's death, it was, you might say, the lowest point for at least the apostles, for sure, the followers of our Lord. They were so discouraged. They didn't understand his predictions. And they had followed him. They'd left everything to follow our Lord. And here he was seemingly defeated by his enemies and conquered. And yet in his very passion and death was his victory over death. And he proved that by rising from the dead. So the lesson for us is to live a good Catholic life, a life of self-denial, of obedience to God's commandments, of carrying the cross. For there is no resurrection for us if we have not also shared in our Lord's passion. We all have our discouragements, we have our difficulties, we have our sorrows. The resurrection is our hope and that which sustains us in all of the trials that we experience. Let us then rejoice on this day, which we could say is the feast of feasts, the greatest feast of the church year, because our Lord not only has conquered death and rose from death, but unites us in his victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.